See, listen, I've got a good friend of mine who's on my regular program quite a bit. His name is Troy Hazard. He's an author. He is his speaker. You can go to his website, TroyHazard.com. He wrote the book, The Naked Entrepreneur, was his first book a couple years ago. And then, of course, Future Proofing Your Business. And here's a guy that's not only a terrific speaker and author, he's a good friend of mine. Troy Hazard, welcome to the program. How are you, buddy?
How are you, Mike?
Yeah, he's not faking that accent, by the way. He's really from Australia. In fact, the reason I talked to Troy is because it's interesting to have an alien view on what happens in this country. Because Troy made lost and made his riches in Australia, came to our country as a public speaker to talk about kind of lessons he learned. And every time I talk to him about the U.S., he shakes his head. Troy, are you disgusted? Are you used to it by now?
I am used to it, and as we've talked about a number of occasions, mate, it's not either better or worse. It's just different, I think. That's a big thing. It's not it's a pass or a fail as a country. It's just a different way of approaching a bad situation.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, your background for the San Diego audience that doesn't know you were an entrepreneur, or you still are, but you were an entrepreneur that became a turnaround specialist. Talk to us about kind of the history and how you got there.
So I actually fell into business in 1989. I was working in radio in Australia as an announcer for a number of years and in programming, and then all of a sudden I found myself unemployed, as sometimes happens in the media that none of your guys know. But you know, you go on holidays, come back, and you haven't got a job.
Yeah.
So we started in property, then made some money out of property, invested in different companies, and started to buy companies in distress and look for the things that we could do to fix them and turn them around and sell them again. So a lot of our stuff was about trying to create a vision for the business even before we bought it to understand how to get out of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because you learned a lot of lessons, everybody learned a lot of lessons from their failures. A lot of people call them challenges, but long story short, it's a pretty cool process that we go through this time of year as we reflect on the last year and kind of make some changes for the following year. I know you took off to Jamaica with your lovely wife, Dom, for a week, and you did some reflection. So how did you do this year?
Well, this is an annual event for me. Every year I sit down before the Christmas break and I take a look back over the last 12 months and look at what I had written down the year before for my 12-month plan for the year and start ticking the boxes. Did I pass? Did I fail? Did I achieve the things or not? Because I think what happens at this time of the year, everyone writes their New Year's resolutions and they write their new goals and plans, but no one actually sits down to see how they went for the last 12 months. They start this whole clean slate and forget that they didn't actually achieve the things that they wanted to last year, and all I do is just transfer it from one page to the next.
So there's no accountability report.
No, not really, and it's personal accountability, because lots of the times no one's going to judge you on it, because you can go to a New Year's Eve party and drink like a 14th century pirate and wake up the next morning and tell your mates what you're going to do in 2011, but they've all forgotten it too, because they're going to wake up with a hangover as well, and no one's going to remember. So it's really about self-reflection, and that's what I do every year for a week. I sit on a beach and have a few runs and think about what I did or didn't do for the year.
That was, you know, that's exactly what Jeff and I were talking about. That's exactly what happens is people go out with the best intentions and they don't last as long as they probably should. So, hey, listen, so you personally, did you give yourself an overall, I'm going to call it, did you have a 60% success rate? Was it like baseball? Was it a 30% or were you up in the 80%?
Well, I think I probably did about 75. I had things through the year I didn't quite get to that I would have loved to have spent a bit more time finding a different way to do it. But I think probably 75% for me will round me out for the year. A couple of things I'm still going to have to work through in 2011 to pick up that extra 25 points. But all in all, I was pretty happy with my result.
Yeah, I got to admit, I don't think I've ever done that. I believe I do. I'm one of those guys that believes you write down your plan, you write down your goals, and you can make it a reality if it's staring you there in the face. But I'm also one of those guys. I don't think I actually went. I don't ever actually keep it. So your list has got a wine bottle stain on it and everything else from the whole year, right?
Well, you've seen my list, mate.
Yeah.
It's got a red wine stain and it's got a bit of torn corners on it because I try and put everything I want to do for the year on one page. And the reason I did that is that it's easy for me to remember it because I'm not very bright. And I also get to carry it with me everywhere. Then I've got a little folio with my notepad and whatnot. And that plan travels with me all over the world for the rest of the year. So that anytime I kind of feel like I'm off the pace or I'm wandering off track, I go back and reflect on that. And I take my time to go through and say, well, okay, how can we get ourselves back on track in the next couple of weeks to make sure that we don't forget what we set out to do a few months back?
Sure. Good stuff. Hey, listen, I've got Troy Hazard with me. He wrote the book Future Proofing Your Business and The Naked Entrepreneur. He's a public speaker. He's a good friend of mine. He's on my regular show, The Big Biz Show, which is on every day. You can catch us on Time Warner Cable and ALN in 35 million cable homes. And Troy's with me quite a bit. Troy's here to talk to us about the 2010 year in review, who passed, who failed. So, Troy, what about the government and business leaders? Did they pass or fail? And give me some examples.
Well, I think overall we did pretty well. But for me, we've got a pretty popular Australian saying, which is toughen up, princess. And I think in general in business in the U.S., that's what's going to happen across the board. I mean, now America's starting to feel what the rest of the world's had to live with for so many years. I mean, you talk about fuel prices at $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
We've been paying that in Australia for 2 years and longer.
So you tell us stop whining.
Yeah,
is that
exactly
what you're saying?
Exactly. Get over it. And I think if we can get that into our blood and make that part of our spirit here over the next couple of years, I think we'll get on. But for me, I mean, there's a couple of businesses that I think have done pretty well in the face of a crisis. BP is one of them. I've got a different take on that. The rest of the world saying they're big, bad BP. I'm thinking they did okay. I mean, if their job is to protect shareholder value, that's exactly what they did in the face of a crisis. You know, they came out of the year at 650, low of 300, out at 470. That's
you know, I will tell you. I will tell you this. I have to agree with you on the BP thing. BP was painted as the villain, and I don't think they were as much of a villain. There's another U.S. company you and I talked about. I shouldn't say U.S. company. There's another company that manufactures some in the U.S. That's Toyota. Is that a pass or a fail for you?
Well, that's a pass for me too. I mean, these guys came into a really bad time. They had a bunch of problems with their cars for quite a while there, but they were a strong company coming in. They dealt with it quickly, efficiently, and they came out again and again. They, you know, a high of 92, a low of 67, finished up at high 70s. That's a pretty good deal. Again, their job is to protect shareholder value. They did that, and they protected the community as best they could as well. Yeah, that's a pass.
So as a corporation, because the board of directors serves at the pleasure of the shareholders, and the officers serve at the pleasure of the board of directors, they passed because of if you look at, on a dollars and cents side, I can't disagree with you.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the Obama administration. I think I know where this is going.
Well, you know, for me, that's a fail for the year. You look at it, the stimulus package didn't really stimulate too many. I'm still waiting to be stimulated.
Yeah.
There's little hope in any of the things they put forward that were going to really get small business in particular going. The only thing that really, you know, impressed me was the moratorium on capital gains, but then no one's got any money to invest. So it became a little bit of a moot point, really. But if you look at it overall, it just didn't seem to hit the mark. And it, some of it's just fundamental. Look, as you said before, 157 bank failures throughout the course of the year.
Yeah.
Now, if you take that many failures in any business category, the rest of the category is going to be more nervous than Dirty Harry with the hiccups.
So,
and I can't see why you go to the regional banks and say, here, go and lend money to small business, because they're just going to sit on their hands. They have to. You know,
which brings us,
I think we're quite stupid.
Which brings us to Goldman Sachs. I mean, seriously. I mean, if you consider that that the FDIC bailed out IndyMac and then sold it to the chairman of Goldman Sachs, kind of you know how do you lose the trust of a nation, as you said?
Lie to them. That's the easiest thing you can do.
Yeah, right.
Tell them fibs. I mean, we expect, you know, the politicians to do it, as you've said so many times, but when your banker does it to you, sooner or later it's going to come back and bite you on the backside.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Troy Hazard, Naked Entrepreneur and Future Proofing Your Business, available in bookstores now. Go to barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com. TroyHazard.com is the website. Troy, thanks so much, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, mate. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, pal.